morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual big event Angus production sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. On Tuesday at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Summer Business Meeting in Denver, Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Kent Bacchus, NCBA's Director of International Trade and Market Access. With no shortage of policy issues to choose from, particularly in regard to matters of trade, Bacchus says ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement is currently the top priority of the NCBA and the cattle industry. Bacchus explains that passing this trade treaty will have the most immediate and significant impact on the U.S. beef market and is the linchpin to securing bilateral trade agreements with our nation's other major trading partners around the globe, currently embroiled in ongoing trade negotiations with the U.S.
Yeah, and I think with USMCA, the reality is that it's probably going to be mid-September to early October before we'll actually see this progress. In the meantime, we know that some of the House Democrats are still meeting with the Trump administration to try to iron out some of the issues they want to discuss. So we're hopeful that we'll see some conclusion there, because we've got to get moving on this. We've got to move this agreement forward. Because this is going to spill over into next year if we don't take action. And as everybody knows, during a presidential election year, you're not going to get a whole lot done anyway.
Right.
So it's going to be very important that we continue to put pressure on our elected officials so that they'll prioritize this agreement, because there's other issues they need to work on as well. But we have to make sure that trade is at the top of that list.
Bacchus asserts that foreign governments around the world are waiting in line for their own trade agreement with the U.S. and are watching Congress to see if the USMCA is even viable in the current political environment.
This is a very important time in trade world, because not only are we trying to get a trade agreement through Congress, we're also, trying to be as helpful as possible in facilitating trade access in many other markets. But they're all looking to see what's going to happen on USMCA. I think the reality is, if the Japanese don't see Congress progressing, then they may have some hesitation to move forward on some things. It's not that the Japanese don't want to do trade deals with the United States. It's that they have political ramifications as well. So the inaction of Congress actually undermines our negotiators. And so this USMCA thing is much bigger than just this agreement. It is a strong message to the entire world of how serious the United States takes trade.
Again, that's Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.